Boulder Mayor Suzanne Jones says she's sure all the pain involved in the South Boulder flood solution will result in a better outcome than would have occurred without it. But the pain continued last night as Boulder City Council negotiated how to mitigate flooding on a 300-acre site at U.S. 36 and Table Mesa owned by CU Boulder. Flood mitigation needs to begin before the city can consider annexing the land. It would be annexed in order to allow the university to build more than 1,000 housing units, 8 academic buildings, and recreation fields there. Last night, 3 years of discussions resulted in a 6-3 vote to pursue a preliminary design for what's called Variant 1, using a 500-year flood scenario. But the design will also devote 10 weeks to a last-minute citizen push plan called the Upstream Storage Concept. Along with Bob Yates and Aaron Brockett, Councilmember Jill Adler-Grano voted against that option.
If we're talking about risk to the community, I don't know how much more risky we can get than moving forward into preliminary design, which we've been told will be up to 10% of the total project cost. That seems to me to be putting our residents in such extreme risk. This feels like we are trying to jam a square peg in a round hole, and it doesn't make any sense to me.
Variant 1 doesn't make sense to many others, including a majority of citizens polled online and at 2 open houses who preferred the option called Variant 2. It was also preferred by the University of Colorado. Francis Draper represents the university and told Councilmember Sam Weaver the option chosen by council has previously been rejected by CU.
I mean, I would just ask, we're committed to making sure that in this process that you're treated well, but at the same time, we have to focus on doing the best flood design that we possibly can for the people downstream. And so let's not stop talking, would be my request to you.
Oh, absolutely. We're always open to talking. Just with the facts, as you say, we have limited design information now, and the information we have now, we have to give you our position so you have that information in your decision making that a Variant 1 500 does not work for the university.
Many citizens have complained about the long process of finding a solution to flooding in South Boulder when a storm similar to the one in 2013 could hit at any time. In solidarity, they have attended countless city meetings, often wearing orange t-shirts. Many live at Fraser Meadows Retirement Community, where several elderly people were in grave danger 5 years ago. Councilmember Mary Young argued that the process could not be rushed, but Jill Grano disagreed.
This is going to affect more generations than any of us can even fathom looking out into the future. We, as responsible people up here, sitting here making probably the biggest decision that we will, any of us will ever make on council. And yes, I think we're going to see all the people in orange shirts, very angry, but we have to think about the long, long term.
I'm sure you didn't mean to be flippant in saying that the people in the orange shirts will be mad, but the people in the orange shirts, many of them were the ones that were carried out of 4 feet of water in the pitch black and are our oldest citizens living in the most harm's way and have been involved with this process from day one. So they will be mad for good reason.
Councilmember Lisa Morizelle said taking the 10 additional weeks to review the upstream option for water storage would not delay construction in any meaningful way.
I don't hear any one of us up here as talking about delay. I think what it's in our minds or questions still remain about which is the better option in terms of public safety. For me, not to turn every stone at this point in the discussion, we have a couple more stones.
The land annexation process will go before Planning Board on September 6th and back to Boulder City Council, along with an update on design options on September 20th. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.